What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Third and goal. Williams throws, corner of the end zone. It is caught for a touchdown by Roma Dunze.
Oh, let's take a look at his feet. Goes up. It's definitely a catch. And look at the awareness by Roma Dunze. He immediately looks down to make sure that his feet land in bounds for that touchdown.
Oh, yes, indeed. We're back on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderver Chicago TimberTech Decking and Railing. It's time for Who's Hot and Who's Cold, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. The hot goes to Roma Dunze. He scored both touchdowns. He had the toe-tapping touchdown. He only had four catches, but two of them were in the end zone. So he, therefore, is the winner. And the loser, the cold player, or in this case, it's the entire organization. We'll go ownership, the general manager, the team president. We'll go offense, defense, special teams, although the punter was real good. But we'll just say the Bears, as an entity, are cold. And we'll leave it at that. The coaches, the players, Tony Medlin, even though he's got coats from the coat drive, he could warm himself up. I'm telling you, that was just a wretched performance. You want to hear from Thomas Brown? We've got the coach in the postgame. Pat, pull up a chair. You love these press conferences.
Yep, I'll break it down with the best of them.
Here's the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
All right, so we hit injuries first. DeAndre Carter had a hamstring. Travis Homer had a head injury. We're going to continue to try to evaluate going forward. And I'll start with what I kind of addressed with the team. We got our butts kicked. There's no other way to say it. We always be straightforward, honest, and open about things that transpired. We got to do a better job of putting together a better game plan on both sides of the ball so we can execute better and obviously continue to challenge our guys to be at their best. Also encourage those guys and also demand that we still stay unified. That's a grown man's business. There is no lay down or quitting our football team, which I do love. We've got to do a better job of trying to find ways to start the games faster, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. I think we'll do a decent job at halftime of making adjustments, but get the ball rolling at the beginning of some games to be able to kind of be able to build with the lead. But overall, I mean, not enough explosive on the offensive side of the ball and gave it way too many on defense. Questions.
You've been an offensive coach your career until this week.
Right.
What are you doing? What's your role when you see the defense struggling and you're down 21-0 in the first half?
Yeah, I mean, I still trust our defensive coaches. I still will kind of go back and watch the tape. I haven't watched it yet, so I don't want to make too many comments without having a chance to see it and grade the tape myself. But again, it's about all of us, you know, getting back to work, find a way to get solutions and put our guys in better plays, better spots to make plays.
You told us about your post-game message to them. How did it seem like they're doing? What's the mood in the locker room? We know what it's been the last few weeks. What is it today?
Well, again, I mean, we got our butts kicked, so the mood's not great. But obviously our guys are still together. Again, like I said before, I'm going to be open and honest with them about what transpired, but also moving forward. And we got enough of the right guys in the locker room from a leadership standpoint to get back to work. So after today, we'll hop back on the plane and put all the focus on Minnesota.
Thomas, I think it was in the second quarter, Eric Washington gathered the defense together. Did you hear that message that he delivered to them on the sideline?
I did not hear that message, no.
Thomas, how do you get your brain around the slow starts and how consistent they've been this season?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, if I had the answer, I would have already fixed it. But I think, again, just being able to understand how to sell ourselves into a game, be able to stay on the grass, convert on third downs, and you know, keep some drives going is going to be the biggest part of it. So, but we'll that'd be a point of emphasis for us moving forward.
There's a really long way to go before you guys cross the finish line of the season. How do you do your part to make sure that these guys understand that there's still four games left and there's a lot of football to get through?
Yeah, I mean, it's simple. I'm going to be the same guy every single day, regardless of circumstances. So the message will be the same. My approach will be the same. And we'll find ways to get back to work and get better.
Can you just talk about the experience of running the show as a head coach for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, the goal always, I don't care what my role is, to win football games, right? We didn't win. So that's always going to be the focus and the point of emphasis. And so I got to do a better job. Again, it always starts with me. So communicate better to the entire staff. Continue to try to find ways to demand more from my players so we can show up on game day and play the right way. We played a really good football team, and they kicked our butts.
The sacks on third down, what did you see on those plays, and then what did you think of Caleb's game overall?
Yeah, I mean, I think he fought his butt off like he always does. I think continue to try to find ways to get our guys open so we get the ball out on time, but also kind of going back to the slow starts. I mean, when you're behind and having to come back in games, you're kind of forced to have to drop back more. Which obviously exposes you more to sacks.
Most coaches get months to get ready for their first game. For you, you know, you had a week.
Yeah.
So how are you doing as far as getting the operation leading up to the game and then on game day the way you want? And obviously you still have four more weeks to try to fine-tune that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the operation leading up to it was fine. I kept my same rhythm offensively. Obviously, there's more on my table when it comes to how I set schedules, communicating with the team multiple times a day. So that's obviously going to continue to be something I kind of work through in the future. But again, I don't make excuses. Whether I have a week or have 5 months, the goal is to win football games, and we didn't win. So that's going to be my only focus today and moving forward.
What did you think of Caleb today as far as just his kind of journey through the game?
Yeah, I mean, this is obviously the first time I've been on the grass, so having a chance to meet with him face-to-face kind of makes it a little bit different when it comes to that versus being in the box and being on the headset. But again, I think he's relatively always calm, cool, and collective. Obviously, super competitive. So again, there was no quit, no crying and complaining with him, which is I love and appreciate. And he's a super confident dude. So he's not rattled one bit. We've got to find ways to be better for us offensively.
Thomas, did you get an explanation on the fumble?
Yeah, I did. You know, rule change. I kind of argued that, but you know, it is what it is.
What would they say? And you said rule change?
Just as far as the change of the tuck rule, and obviously it wasn't about his arm going forward when he tried to pull it back. It was more about how the ball came out of his hand. So they ruled it a fumble.
First half, I think it was 320-4 in total yardage. How do you wrap your brains around that? How lopsided that was?
I don't. We got a butt kick. Like I said, just didn't stay on the grass offensively. Took a convert on third down. And obviously we just gave up too many explosives well on defense.
Thomas, in 18 days, you went from the passing game coordinator to the offensive coordinator to the interim head coach. At any point, has this felt like a lot now, especially with your first game as head coach in the books?
I mean, not really. I mean, I try to keep it from a small focus standpoint. I think the outside world puts a bigger emphasis on certain things, and I understand why, because the role is big. I'm not going to act like it's not. But my focus always stays on the job I've been asked to do, and I try to be the best at that.
Rome has been kind of in the shadow since the day you guys drafted him because of Caleb being there and the experienced receivers being there. What are you seeing from him? He had two touchdowns today, obviously, but what are you seeing from him now as he's getting toward the end of his rookie season? He's got the experience.
Yeah, I mean, Rome has been very consistent from day one. Like I've said before, I think as far as his approach to the game, he's super mature, does a really good job in meetings of taking notes, being detailed, doing exactly what we asked him to do, and glad he showed up for us when we had an opportunity today.
All right. That is they got their butts kicked. I don't know if you heard that, but I think you saw it. I guess he was taking accountability for it. He didn't make any excuses about not having enough time to get the guys ready to go. And, of course, you know, San Francisco flew across the country and played in the snow, and the quarterback barely threw for 100 yards. He, I believe, tripled that total in the first half. What's your takeaway? What do you think of hearing Thomas Brown?
I heard him, Pat, I really, and Molly, I thought the only question that really interests me out of all of that, because it was just too much of like, what's his life like for me from that press conference, right? So the only thing that interests me was the slow start by the offense, right? And the only thing I know his answer was, if I had the answers, it'd be fixed already. But, you know, what have you seen on film, right? What are you seeing on that blue tablet that you guys are not executing there? What did you think you could do going into, you know, the last two games that you have not done, right? So those are the things I'd like to hear him talk about a little more about. You know, we got to be a little more clean on our route concepts, maybe run the ball a little bit more. You know, we thought we had this, but we didn't get that. It's just that to me is not really an answer, right? If I had the answer, it'd be fixed already. That's the only thing that really interests me out of that press conference. All the rest of it was more guys asking him, you know, how his first week went and how he felt.
Yeah, I'll say this. The one thing I took out of it, you know, Olin, when you're in that locker room after a loss like that, you really don't want to hear your head coach talk. You want to be him direct to the point, and you just want to take your pads off, take a shower, get on the bus, and you're going to be upset no matter what. So what I liked is what he said to his – he said what his message was to the team. We got our butts kicked. You know, he said he looked at himself, I got to have a better game plan. It sounds like it was short and to the point, and I would appreciate that being in the locker room. I don't need to hear that we played with grit and determination. Some of that stuff we were hearing from the previous coach that was kind of sugarcoating a little bit of the stuff that when they were – you know, it's a different loss than it was before, right? Than when they came back and they fought hard to come back or whatever. But I just would like to hear, and it sounds like he did, Olin, is when they give you that short and to the point, like, listen, guys, we got our butts kicked. I got out coached. We got out played. I got to find a way to get better. See you on the bus. And that's what I would like to hear after a loss like that. There's no answers. There's no quick answers after the game right there, right? You know, he said he's got to look at the tape as well. But that's just what I would want to hear as a coach, and it sounded like he did that. So if I'm breaking down press conferences like I am, I'm getting pretty good at it, I would have been okay with that one.
Yeah, I just like, it's just like you're saying, it's just more of the same.
Yeah.
But, you know, and you really going back and just shortly going over this game here, I mean, you know, it really looks like the 49ers are going against their scout team, you know, on both sides of the ball, and that everything they're doing and everything they're installing and everything they went on to work in the game just worked, right? Like the pass to the running back against Jack Sanborn that they checked to in the first half, right? They checked to it. It's like, oh, look, we got the exact look we wanted to get. Byard's walking down his man coverage. We know we have Sanborn one-on-one on the backside. Let's hit it. Or George Kittle, you know, everyone remembers him wide open on first and goal or on third down. It's just crazy to watch this, rewatch this tape. And you know, it just is, again, talking about what actually wins games in the NFL. You got to be tough. Yeah, you got to scream and yell. But really, it's good players and it's really good coaching that gets you over the hump.
So, Olin, are you saying it looks like a scripted period? You know what I mean?
It does, like you're going to... It really looks like they got exactly what they thought they were going to get.
Wow.
Just, it looks like, you know, when you know, when they tell the quarterback you're going to get cover three, throw it, circle the guy, throw it to him.
Right.
That's what it looks like watching this first half. And that's what you know, when you went through it man for man and you guys saw, who did they show at the end of the game? The O-line coach, Chris Forrester. We talked about him going into the game, right? That's why I asked about him. I thought he'd be a big part of the game, a big part of the game plan today. And it ended up being like that when you just, man, let me predict this game after I look at the coaching staffs and the talent. And that's the game you predicted.
Man, they had the backup tackle in the third string guard in there.
You're right.
Yeah. And we couldn't get pressure with rushing four. That's what was disappointing as well. That I thought maybe going into the game this morning, talking about it, like, ooh, maybe they can dial something up there and realize that when I saw the lineman go down. And I was like, wait, they're on a third guard now? Oh, we can figure that. No, we couldn't figure it out. Javon Dexter couldn't get it done. Whoever else was in there couldn't get it done. And, yeah, that's just, and that's sad to hear because – that's another way as a coach, I guarantee they're going to look at that tape. They're like, man, we got outscripted. And what I mean by that is, Mully, you know, you go into like a install period during the week.
Right.
And I was always, when I was on the scout team, you would hold up an index card and it would have a little line of where you would go if you were left tackle, left guard or whatever. Then the quarterback, you know, we'd have our formations, the receivers would have their routes, and then you'd have the person circled where that quarterback had to throw the ball, because that's where, you know, you're trying to script the plays for. And that's just an example of like what it was for the defense versus the scout team offense. So it sounds like the opposite was that way for the defense, that it was all scripted. That, oh man, that's not good.
That's well, I tell you what else isn't good. They lost their ninth game today, which assures them of, I believe it is, one winning season over the last 12 years.
Oh, my gosh.
That was,
yes, it feels like that, right? It feels.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
It feels like that. And, you know, one thing Thomas Brown did say, and Pat is right. I mean, you like the to the point, and, you know, he doesn't have to keep telling us that he's going to be to the point and honest. He could just be to the point and honest, and we'll figure that out. But, you know, Pat is correct when he says that, you know, like you do like that. And Thomas Brown is right. They all have to get better, right? And eventually we want to, because the only reason why you want to, you don't really care. The only reason why you want to is because then you know we may be turning a corner, is you want to hear that from the players, right? And then you want it. You want things to stop leaking out to the media because you know where they're coming from, right? When you hear about, Jalen Johnson yelled in the locker room, and Jay Glazer stands up there and starts talking about, you know, the first 15. Remember, this goes all the way back to the, we want the first 15 scripted, right? And that's why the offense wasn't working. And this goes back a long way, guys, what's been going on here with these players. And eventually they have to say, you know, it's us. It's us too. Like, we have to get, and some of them have, right? I've heard Kevin Byard say it, and I've heard a couple other guys say it. Like, as players, I've heard TJ Edwards on the score. He does a great job with the afternoon show, mid-morning, I think we call it, with Holmes and not Holmes, but Bernstein and Harris. And, you know, that show keeps changing. I'm trying to keep up. But it's just like, you want to hear more guys say that. Like, like Jalen Johnson, like, look, man, your guy's secondary got torched today. Like, you guys got torched.
Yep.
Why?
Why? And, Olin, it's a good point about, so as I got older, Mully, the national media, I started knowing more people in national media. I started knowing more people at the NFL Network. I started knowing just some bigger names out there, and they would call every now and then with a story, and they would try to get it out of me, and I'd be like, no, I'm not talking about that. And it's just, it amazes me that a lot of people do. They will give the inside information to the locker room, and I think that's wrong to do that. That's a bad teammate. That's a bad, you know, that's basically a bad teammate. But yeah, as I got older, I got friendly with some of the national media, and they would reach out, and I would just say, no, I'm not giving you any of that stuff. I'm like, well, then why am I calling you? I'm like, then don't call me.
I'm sure teams are good enough and can handle it, right? I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's teams out there that are good enough and can handle it, and they have enough leaders in the locker room. But this team just does not seem to handle it well, guys. And it's just kind of snowballed on them. It's like an avalanche right now, and they got to find a way to stop it. And the leaders in that room, and the coaching staff, and even Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham, and the training staff and the weight room staff and the equipment, like, everyone in there has to find a way to stop this and get better and get this thing moving in the right direction, because you got blown out by today by a team that's still pretty good but decimated with injuries.
Yes. Yeah. All right. We're trying to get Caleb Williams. I don't believe he has spoken yet, but when that audio comes in, we'll try to get it to you. We're going to get back to the phone lines when we get back from a break, and you are listening to the Great Clips post-game show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Escapes, and now is taken down by T.J. Edwards as the first quarter comes to an end here in Santa Clara.
We're back with more of the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips is going to be great. Presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and by TimberTech, Decking and Railing. Now here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haw Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed, T.J. Edwards right there. That's your hit of the game, sponsored by Est Wing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years, estwing.com. He had a sack and two tackles for loss. You know, didn't have the greatest day in coverage, but, hey, no one on the team did, really. What are you going to do?
But I'll say this about Nolan. Like, he's a good football player for what they paid for him. And what they got, I mean, that's a good signing by Ryan Poles. The middle linebacker is not playing up to what I was hoping for what they paid him for. But T.J. Edwards, I think he's exactly what you asked for. I think he's a really good teammate and does, you know, when Olin, you always talk about what people get paid and how they play and what you're going against. I think that's exactly what he is. He might be even outperforming that contract just a little bit just because he's so active.
He really is, and the young running back, Isaac Garendel, didn't sign up for that, did he, his rookie?
No, he didn't sign up.
When they talked to him about pass pro and stepping up in that B gap and taking on a guy like T.J. Edwards coming at you full speed, man. But to your point, Pat, I mean, they all miss Billings in there, obviously. You know, they miss big Andrew Billings in there. Congratulations to him. He's a Walter Payton Man of Year nomination, I think I saw, which is a big designation somebody in the NFL, you know, one positive thing that happened today. But yes, T.J. Edwards, hard to pick out or to point out positives in the direction the Bears are going after seven losses. But there's a guy who does show up every Sunday, snap his chin strap on, and looks like he's giving you everything he's got, and he's prepared and he's ready to play good, sound football.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. We had a lot of patient people who've hung on. We'll start with J.P. Hey, J.P., thanks for holding on, buddy.
I thought it was
maybe he's talking to someone. JP, are you ordering food? What do you got going?
A lot better.
Oh, he's doing better. Let's try Adam. Adam is in Appleton. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. First of all, I just want to say it's an honor to talk to all three of you. You guys are awesome. Love the post-game show. But, man, it's just time to change the narrative, isn't it? It's time to realize that the players that our general manager has put on the field are just not good enough. And the ones that are supposed to be the best are squawking in the media all the time and making things worse. So, you know, at some point we just have to realize that, yeah, the coach wasn't so good. You should have called timeout, this and that and the other thing. But if the players were what they're supposed to be, our coach wouldn't have even been in those positions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Adam. You know, it's funny because I believe Kevin Warren at that news conference earlier in the week said that the general manager is doing everything he can. Ryan Poles is doing everything on a daily basis to make the Bears better. Now, the problem is there's not a lot you can do over the last five games of the year. At that point, the next four games, the roster is the roster. The players that are injured, there's not a lot of guys coming back. There's not a lot of ways to improve your offensive line in season. These are things that needed to have been done. You know, the Larry Ogunjobi is not walking through that door. It is whatever you wanted to do, however you envision things unfolding, there's not a heck of a lot. The general manager is basically working on salary cap stuff and the draft and player acquisition and the offseason plan. There's really not a ton you can do hunting around practice squads trying to find guys.
No, there's not. But I think if I'm Ryan Poles right now, you know, they talk about the eight captains and the leadership they have. I'm truly trying to evaluate who my cornerstones are. Who are my future guys? If I'm going to be the general manager going forward, I'm going to dig a little deeper into the locker room, find out who is really the leader, who are the leaks, who are the guys that are speaking too much in the wrong way, who are the guys who really want to come to work for these final 4 weeks. And like we were talking about T.J. Edwards, seems like he's one of those guys. Like, you got to find your cornerstone guys and weed out the guys that are the bad blood in it. The bad blood in there. They talk about their leadership and all that stuff. And like I started this segment off with, or not the segment, this the post game off with, players need to look in the mirror now and stop pointing fingers at the coaches. They need to start pointing fingers at themselves. And I want to find out who you truly can lean on in the future to really build this program to where you want to take it.
Yeah, it's a great point, Pat. And you know, one of the things I thought about when, you know, the Eberflus did two press conferences and then they decided to fire him and they came out, you know, and said, we're going to fire our coach was that the first time you started talking about firing the head coach?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Is that the first time you actually met on it or talked about, you know, is it time to move on from this guy? Because like you're saying, Pat, like you're saying, okay, I'm going to go in the locker room, find out who my leaders are, who my guys are, what I want my team to be. Like, do you actually know what the problems in that building is?
Right, right.
Right, because do you actually know why your team is losing, why guys aren't performing, why your team comes out and lays an egg against the San Francisco 49ers after you saw that there was going to be a bump in energy, right? Because I think I heard him on the radio today talk about how he loved the energy in the building. Hmm. Well, I would say to him in the office the next day is, wow, it looks like energy doesn't win football games, huh?
Right. Hmm. Right.
Right. It's just interesting to talk, like, go through, like, what are they actually doing up there? Like, my question to Kevin Warren would be, was that the first time you met with Ryan Poles about firing Matt Eberflus?
Right. Like,
were you guys talking about that with the Commanders game already?
Mm-hmm.
Were you talking about the Patriots game? Were you talking about the reasons why? Did you start to look around at what is actually wrong with your team and then come up with a good plan? Like, you know, guys, again, it sounds like I'm talking about Thomas Brown too much, but leave him in the box to call plays.
Yes.
Does it
yes.
matter if he's the head coach? It really doesn't, right?
No.
Like he's still the guys you're going to hire as head coach are not head coaches on the sideline right now, right? Like leave the team the way it is as much as you can and only change what you have to change. So it's just the plan to me, guys, and it starts with the offensive line. And if you want, we can go back and pull up 5 years of tape of us talking about the offensive line and how they got to build it and why they didn't build it and why they didn't draft the guy and why did this guy pass? Why did you draft Brisker, Gordon, Tyreek Stevenson pass the two top centers in the draft 2 years in a row? We can go over all of that. But it just seems like their plan is bad going into a lot of things, and they're the only ones who don't know it. They have to get out of the echo chamber of Hallis Hall and start to figure out what the hell's wrong with their football team.
Yep.
It's a great point. Let's try Mike. Mike is in Rockford. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Listen, I make it short and sweet. You two guys have played the game. I have all the respect in the world for you. I played high school football. Junior year in high school, our head coach, he had a heart attack, and he lived, thank God, but he had to step down. And the team wasn't the same. We had some good assistant coaches, but, you know, it's high school football. But still, we could see how the guys lost. The locker room was just lost a little bit. We lost a lot. We lost the last four games of the year. But, you know, when I look at this team, I don't compare it to that, but I say this. You guys played the game at a professional level. And for this organization, and I know you know the organization way better than I do, but I'm going to say this. The Chicago Bears have been the storied franchise, oldest franchise in the league. Founding father, Papa Bear Halas, put the league in the motion. And to think that the McCaskies have ran this thing into the ground for the last 30, 35 years is an understatement. It starts at the top, guys. Now, why is nobody talking about Ryan Poles? I know we are a little bit, okay, Eberflus had to be the fall guy. First it was, you know, Waldron. Last year it was Luke Getsy. And all these mistakes and everything that's happening and all the mistakes that are going on. And it's Ryan Poles, who signed all the free agents that were bust, Claypool, and what's his name, the guy, the offensive lineman that can't stay on the field. I can't think of his name.
Nate
but all
Davis.
These guys. Yeah. Nate Davis, thank you. You know, he's yeah, okay, well, he drafted Caleb Williams. He looks good, needs a lot of help. Needs a lot of grooming. He needs a lot of coaching. He needs good mentoring, and he's not going to get it in this organization. And if the team doesn't see the problem, you're going to get. I've read in the paper, guys. I've read in articles that they're trying to get rid of guys left and right. You know, no coach is going to want to come here, knowing that they're going to be the last coach under Ryan Poles. Ryan Poles doesn't make it with this coach. He's going to be gone. The next guy's going to be gone, and the carousel continues to turn. It's one step forward, five step back. That's the Chicago Bears, guys. I'll hang
Thanks,
up.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, he kind of summed it up, right? I mean, it's been that way. Molly, you said it, one winning season in the last 12 years, and that's on everybody. So, yes, I think Ryan Poles definitely should be evaluated. But it's unfortunate, again, that we're in that same cycle of trying to match the quarterback, coach, general manager, and they just can't get it right. So it's on everybody. And then something needs to be fixed, and the new face we talk about is Kevin Warren. So he's our new hope guy, right? We're hoping Kevin Warren has the answers and knows the right people to put into place and understands how he can change this losing franchise for the last 12 years and make it a winning franchise. But it just doesn't feel great after watching that press conference last week with those two, Ryan Poles and Kevin Warren up there. Just felt kind of the same, and I understand the frustration that Mike has. I really do.
Yeah, and to your point and Mike's point, like, we know what Mike's saying, and it's been said many times on the airwaves. But as far as Ryan Poles goes, the reason no one's talking about him, Mike, is because Kevin told us he'd be here.
Yeah. Right.
So they told us that he believes in his young general manager and believes his young general manager has a lot of promise, and he'll be there to pick the next coach. And that's why no one's talking about him. Sure, we can poke holes. He's a part of this, man. He's mm-hmm. a part of what was built here. And then, of course, we talk about stories leaking out. Stories have leaked out that, you know, Eberflus wasn't his guy, and he had three coaches, and just kind of everyone is, you know, in a game, as you can see, when you look at a game like this, when everyone's running for cover, you usually get a game like this, right? Mm-hmm. You usually get a game like this in the NFL, and it's just kind of then everyone sits there and says, man, maybe I do need – maybe this has a little to do with what I'm doing with my job. Right. So that's what you're waiting for Chicago Bears to get to. We've been waiting for it now since the Commanders game. We've been waiting for guys. The accountability is a big word up there at Halas Hall. Just waiting for someone to show something.
Yep.
I agree with you, Olin, because that mm-hmm. is exactly what Kevin Warren said. But then we were going back and remembering that he did an interview with Jarrett Payton on WGN. Maybe a month before they got rid of Justin Fields, and he talked about Fields and how important he was to the Bears, and he's a bigger guy in person than you think, and how competitive he is. I mean, stories change. I think that, you know, he's sincere about what he's saying about Poles, but there's four games left in this year, And I mean, that if they're going to go like that went, yep. Wow. I don't know how anybody can be, you know, really consider themselves in a power position if that is how this season ends up ending. And honest to God, that might have been their best chance to win, because the Niners were, you know, on a losing streak. They still had something to play for, as do all these teams. But I don't know, man. That was a very bad performance.
Yeah, and you know, how crazy would it be if a former Bears offensive lineman gets fired because he wouldn't build the Bears offensive line? Like, that would right. It just would be crazy, man. It just seemed like common sense when you came here and you looked at what should be done. And like you're saying, Mully, I mean, you know, like, you get your shot in the NFL, and Eric Washington got Kyle Shanahan. Well, Thomas Brown gets Flores at home, right, in that dome in Minnesota. Right. It's going to be loud on a Monday night. Like, it's right. like these things don't get a lot easier here. And if the team keeps looking like this and there's no answers, but that's what I'm saying, right, about Pat. I don't know how you feel about it, but that's what I'm saying about, I know we're saying, okay, Kevin Warren is new, but do we trust him right. to actually ask the right questions to get to the bottom of what's really wrong with this football team?
Yeah, that's right? The word, the trust. Do you trust yeah. him to know what he's actually doing? Did yeah. the McCaskies hire the right guy? And we've known in the past they have not. They've hired some bad mm-hmm. general managers that didn't work out. They hired bad coaches that didn't work out. Then I feel like that George was hiring Kevin so he could kind of slide this to the side. But did he make the right hire in Kevin? Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is going to be on Kevin too, so we'll see. And it'd be really, really sad if we're talking this way in the middle of next year with a new head coach, maybe same GM or new GM or whatever, and it still feels this way. And that just means they made another bad hiring up there at Hallis Hall to evaluate talent to come in there to win games.
Yeah.
All righty, guys. We've got to get to another break. We'll be back, though. We have a lot of people still want to check in. You're listening to the Great Clips Postgame Show, presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse Chicago, TimberTech Decking and Railing on the Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Second and 8 to the end zone. It is caught! for a touchdown. Odunze, his second here in the second half.
And then not to be outdone is Rome Odunze, who's really cashing in on these plays. You have really nice route running by Odunze. You see how he goes and attacks Fred Warner. He has Fred Warner stay put. Then gets right behind him, and Fred Warner tries to jump up and get it, but too good, too good. Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, nice route connection there.
Welcome back. It is the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing. Man, you know, when Caleb Williams still hasn't thrown a pick in the seven-game losing streak, which was already a record when it was six games, very unusual for a quarterback not to throw a pick and for a team to lose like that. This game wasn't close. But he did get that fumble. It was called a fumble, and that ended 352 consecutive touches without a fumble for the young quarterback. So, anyway.
Yeah, he was just trying. He just didn't want to run to tuck it back in, right? He wanted to tuck it back in, and it just went, you know, it went backwards, or they tucked it, or whatever that he said they called there. It looked like he was going to try to hit Keenan Allen on an out, but just kind of wanted to tuck it back in, and then had a fumble. But that is some amazing numbers, and it is just even more crazy that they're on a seven-game losing streak now. Without the young quarterback, you would think, usually you would say that, Pat, and say, oh, man, the young quarterback must have a ton of turnovers, and he doesn't.
Right. And they've won the turnover battle, too, right, in a lot of these games?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing that it's
crazy.
You Lovey would always get in front of us. We always talk about it. Get in front of us and show us the numbers. If you win the turnover battle by one, two, three, or whatever, your chances of winning, and they go up a bunch. But it is kind of – it's been a wild seven-game losing streak, especially with what happened, the reasons why Eberflus got fired, and then today of what we saw of the embarrassment of losing that way. It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I think it's a really important point you made that – as much as everybody is down on Matt Eberflus, the fact is that guy did a lot of good things with that defense. And while, you know, while you I understand why he had to go, I don't know why everyone seemed to believe they were going to get significantly better. I mean, they were kind of milquetoast-ish, right? I mean, and everyone, it was this idea, oh, you know what? Now they're smiling. Everybody is smiling. The joy that brought. It's just insane, really.
But here's what I'm thinking. I think they were hoping they would still be in games, right, in the fourth quarter, and then the right decisions would be made.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, what Olin, you were talking about, too, that's true, man. He was brilliant in the red zone. I'll give him credit on that. There were some times that he made some of those calls in there that, you know, all they were left with was field goals, and that made a difference in games and kept them in them. But I don't know. And then just if Jalen Johnson's going off on him and everybody's talking, celebrating he's gone, and Tevin Jenkins saying, I can't imagine being in that locker room, what that would have been like.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you are a leader in that building, right, a leader of the building, that's when you have to get down to the bottom of what your problem is. And what they told us is their problem was Coach Eberflus by firing him, right, that he lost the team. And you could see that. You could see the Commanders game, and you could see, you know, I don't know if you want to put the Green Bay game in there. Was he right? Was he wrong? Ever since that happened, guys have fumbled snaps on field goals and going for extra yards, and the Bears try to do it again against the Lions. You know, what if he lines up and just down there and just goes real safe and kicks the field goal there against the Lions instead of trying to get more yards like everyone wanted him to do? And that's why it just seemed like none of the decisions he was making was the right ones. And well, you know, the Coach Eberflus, if we go through everything, right, the Allen Williams, the running back coach,
yes.
If we go through Getsy, if we go through Waldron, if we go through everything, there was a reason to fire him. It was just, like Mully is saying, the craziness of thinking, like, feeling good and everyone liking the press conferences is what's going to equal winning, right? That's just kind of, for me, I'm looking for good coaches and good players. I know that sounds crazy. But when I look at a football team, I'm saying, man, do they have good football? Do they have good coaches? Do they have good players? And do they do things the right way every day in the building? And right now, the Chicago Bears players and coaches and everyone there have to realize that what they're doing does not work.
Yeah. And does Ryan Poles know now that the entire city of Chicago is going to come after his head? Because they want to fire everybody, right?
Yeah.
That's just what happens. You fire the head coach. Who's next on the pecking order? It's Ryan Poles. So it's going to be a long couple weeks for him to bear with this going through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
No stories from me this time about hiring. You're not coming after me and making that the story. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're not running cover on me anymore.
Do you want the job, Owen?
No $15 stories. No $15 stories from me.
Oh, my God.
You're not running cover on me anymore.
Oh, you're beautiful. All right. Hey, listen, thanks to Tyler for his hard work today. We appreciate it. Thanks to everybody for listening. I believe you guys will be on the afternoon show for the setup to the Monday night game, because I don't think we have enough time to do an actual pregame. And then I want to say it's Layla doing the postgame.
Yes,
because I'll be hurriedly sleeping.
You're
so
sleeping.
I can get up after
I got a year contract for this post game show, Mullen, man. You know?
Oh, boy. You know,
we don't
what?
Do night games, Owen. We don't do night games.
If
the Bears keep losing like this, we don't do night games. I'm in. Let's run hard on Mitch.
Maybe that's the problem with Mike. You guys are always on commercials, not me. Maybe they offer $15 on this radio show for commercials.
$15, $20.
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Doing decks and beers and Pat's
that would be a raise to me. Okay, just so you know. Yeah, it's you would not want.
You got to laugh to keep from crying, guys. You got to laugh to keep from crying.
What are you
going to
do? All right, gentlemen, have a great night. Again, Tyler Buderbaum, thank you a ton for your hard work, and that's it. The Bears with a big loss will be on tomorrow at the crack of dawn. Olin, I believe you will be on at 7:38-13. We'll talk about it then. Pat, you're on Tuesday, I believe.
I'll be on a Tuesday at 11 o'clock.
Yes. All right, guys. Have a great one. Enjoy the rest of the night. I'm going to just stare at the ceiling. I don't know how to feel about what we watched. That's
just think about the first half.
I'm going to go look in the mirror and check out my aura.
Yeah, that's what I got.
There we go.
Stare myself down. Yeah. All right. Great
stuff. Worst part of my day is that moment when I do all that training and diet and I look in the mirror. Where is it? You know what I mean? There's no aura there. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Mine's pronounced horror. The horror. Have a great one. It's the Great Cliffs Postgame Show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.